Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzadik Vav. Tzadik Vav, and just as a note, this is being given on the morning of Erev Tisha B'Av. If you're listening to this later on in the day, this is the Tisha B'Av daf. But just to remember the quote of the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in Simin, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, which is what we're being someich on, at least not when I'm giving this. I might give another one later. But the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes that, you know, the halacha of not learning on Tisha B'Av is a difficult halacha, because sometimes we just waste our time and don't do anything. We should be mourning for the Churban HaBayis, but we might not be on the level to do that for so many hours, even after Kinos. It says the Mishnah Berurah, in the context of Erev Tisha B'Av falling on Shabbos, but he says, Ein ze maspik, lefi she'ein adam lo meid ala mashe libo chafetz, ve'inenu haroz, we know, the kamay tamidei chachamim misrashlim bilibar hamutur, v'yom tisha ba mishum detzaru lahem lo mo b'mashe inim regilim. People find it difficult to learn Yirmiyahu and Iyov and Ilchaz Avelos all day. V'gam ani b'avonusinu harabim ke'echad mehem. Unbelievable, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm one of them. I find it difficult to learn the other items. Lachain eini choshesh l'svarazu, therefore I don't rely on the svara, I'm not machbar for the svara of Erev Tisha B'Av, v'dayti not lahatir afilu b'chol, and I think even if Erev Tisha B'Av is on a weekday, you could learn anything on samach l'bein hashmashos, up until l'bein hashmashos, and then look what he adds, v'ilavda mistafina michavrai, if I wouldn't be scared of my friends, hava amina da'afilu b'yamtiv Tisha B'Av atzmo, hayulanu lahakel, da'bavonoseinu harabim niskalkulu hadoros, u'b'yam Tisha B'Av atzmo. What do we do on Tisha B'Av? What is better, to stam shmooze and to do nothing instead of learning? That's better. What do? Mitaylim b'shvakim u'masichan sichas chulin v'yafilu hayodim sefer v'ksav salon demekilin bazeh u'pshita debofan zeh tfei havi adif lehu lomod. It would be much better to learn u'kiyoti b'davar matzinu. He finds in the Yerushalmi. So he says, fine, but afim anu nomar klo masru alimud el kadesh yoshrim binyani tzar v'avelos mitov kach zochrin v'dog and achor b'davayis. Fine, we should sit and think about the Churban, but just to have Sichas Chulin and not think about Avelis and Yubamli Dei Schok, that is for sure a problem. And therefore, at least on Erev Tisha B'Av, Yesh Lahakel, Kivat Shalah Huskar, Bashas, Uposkim, V'chein Ani Noeg Af Bechol, V'samichna Baha Al Hamar Shal. And I think that you could rely on it. That's what he does. If somebody's margish that they feel that they could learn to sit and think about the Churban for 2 days straight, fine. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chafetz Chaim says that for him, he himself even learns regular on Erev Tisha B'Av. So that is what we are relying on here, giving the dafim. There is a Tisha B'Av daf, so we're giving it on Erev Tisha B'Av. So this, we are up to Bava Metzia Tzadik Vav. Bava Metzia Tzadik Vav, we are in the middle of a discussion, and we also have some very important dinyanim coming up on today's daf. So, says the Gemara, if you remember, we are in the middle of the sugya of Ba'alav Imo. Ba'alav Imo, we learned all the makoros. It applies even to Kenev Aveda. Maybe it applies to Pshia. And then we're learning how we darshan the psukim of Ba'alav Imo, that you need the Bailim to be Nish'al to the Shoel for the Petur to take place, Sha'as She'ela. You don't need it at Sha'ashvur of Amesa, you don't need it at the time of the Ones, but you just need it at the time of the She'ela. So where do you know that from? So we just darshan the psukim according to Rabbi Yoshia, and now we're about to darshan the psukim according to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia was the one that said, whenever you have a list of two items in the Torah, you have to assume that they mean both together, unless otherwise specified. And Yonasan says, no, it can mean either or. So now we're up to the top of Tzadik Vav and Aleph. Rava Savalak Rabbi Yonasan, Umataris Lakroik Rabbi Yonasan. Rava explains the Pesukim according to Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya, the Brisa says, in Ba'alavim Lo Yishalem, if the owner is with him, Lo Yishalem, then the Shoel is going to be Pater. Mashma Di Isa B'Travayu, Mashma, it's Mashma, either that they're both times, both at Shas She'ela and at Shas Shvur of Amesa. Umashma nami dechi isa b'chad avalaz b'chad apater, but it's also mashma that one of the others is also pater, right? This is Rabbi Yonasan. Viksiv and also says, ba'alav eini moshalem yishalem, you're going to be chayiv if the ba'alam are not there. Mashma de lesa b'chavayu. Umashma nami dechi isa b'chad avalaz b'chad achayiv. It's mashma either or. So what do? We have two different diyukim. Lo malachaz, so it goes one direction, not the other. Haye mo b'shas She'ela, ein sorach lios imo b'shas Shvur of Amesa. If the mashil is working for the shoel b'shash she'ela, he does not have to be there b'shash shvur of amesa. Haye imo b'shash shvur of amesa, and if he's there b'shash ta'ones, tzarech lias imo b'shash she'ela, it's not good enough to be there b'shash she'ela. Ask the Gemara 1 minute, eifachana. So we said according to both shitas, one is good enough. So why do you choose Shas She'ela to be the critical factor? Maybe Shas Shvur of Amesa should be the critical factor. Why do you choose one over the other? You know you need one. So why is it more logical to choose Shas Shvur of Amesa and not
and not the Shushash for Mason, the Shushash Sheila. So the Gemara says, Mistavra Sheila Adifa, Sheila is Adif, Mishum Dekam Maisila L'Rishusei. No, Sheila is the moment that you bring him in, that the Shoal brings the animal into his Rishus. So that seems to be that must be the critical moment. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Adarabba, Shurav Mesa Adifa. Shurav Mesa is better, Shekain Chayev Ba'onsin. Of course, Shurav Mesa, that's when the Onis happens, and that's what you're Chayev for, so that's the crucial time. We'll get back to that question and answer in a minute. Let's just do two more lines. Elo Shavu Sheila, Shurav Mesa Mayabed. 1 minute. But if there was no Shah Sheila, then the Onis, he would be part of the Onis. He's not a Shoel. 1 minute, if you lost Shurav Mesa, Sheila Mayabed. If it didn't, nothing happened to it, then the Sheila wouldn't be Mechayev you anything. So what's the critical moment? We still don't know. Afilu hachi sheila adifa shekin chayev b'mizonoseha. We still say no. Sheila is still adif. The shah sheila. Why? Because that's the moment that the shoel starts being chayev in the mizonos of the animal. Period. Ask some of the achronim in 1 minute. Sheila doesn't only apply to animals. What happens if you borrow a pitcher? What happens if you borrow a rake? There's no chayev mizonos there. So what do you mean chayev mizonos? So in those cases, you should say it goes by shah shvur of a mesa. So one of the acronym says, no. The point of chayev mizonos seha is not what we call a siba, but it's a siman. Right? Mizonos seha is not the reason that you go by shah she'ela, but chayev mizonos seha is a siman. It's a reflection that shah she'ela is when it's nichnas to the rishus of the shoel. That's when he becomes the bailim on this item, so to speak, and therefore, even if there was no mizonos, you would still say it is the critical moment. So again, chayev mizonos is not a siba, which would then lead us to the question of, what about kalim? But it's just a simin about the crucial time, and that time applies to kalim as well. Right? That was the chiddush of the chidushim ubiyurim. Okay. Getting back, though, to the previous lines. The Gemara originally, 4 lines ago, said, maybe he should go by Shah She'ela, because that's when he brings it into his Rishus. Then we say, no, maybe he should go by Shurva Mesa, because that's when he's Chayev Ba'onsin. What's the Shakla V'Tarya? What's the question? What's the answer? Says the Dvar Yaakov, the great contemporary Svarim on various Masechtas, says the Dvar Yaakov, the Dian in the Gemara, maybe is a question of the Achronim, which we'll mention the Achronim in a minute. Which Achronim he's talking about, which we alluded to in previous Shiurim. The question being, when we say this, a patur of Baal Avimo, that the Shoel is Pater if the Mashiel is Nish'al to him at the time of the Sheila, does that mean that because of that patur, how should we understand it? Should we say that it's a patur, and that's all we should understand it as? Meaning, the Shoel is still a Shoel, he's a Shomer, he's a Shoel, but there's a patur he doesn't have to pay. Just like Shomer Sachar is Pater for Onsen. He's a Shomer that's Pater for Onsen. A Shomer Chinem is Pater for Gnev Aveda. A Shoel is Pater for Baal Avimo. He's still a Shoel, but he has a Pater Tashlumin. Or do you say no? When it comes to Baal Avimo, you know what that means? He's not a Shomer at all. That's what Baal Avimo means. And that's what fits the reasons that we gave at the beginning of the Perek. Back up 2 blad ago when we spoke about the Ralbag and the Torah Tamima, that the reason for Baal Avimo, the Ptur, is that you can't be an Adon and an Eved to the same person. You can't be Meshabed and Meshubed to the same person. So that fits in very well to this side of the Achronim, and that is Baal Avimo means he's not even a Shomer at all. And that's why he's Pater. He's like somebody Menashuk. And so he Menashuk. So an Ones occurs. An Ones occurs. That's why I'm going to be, or if anything occurs, I'm going to be Pater. So that's the Achakira in the Achronim. So suggested Dvar Yaakov, maybe that's the Shakla V'Tarya here. First, the Gemara says that it should go by Shah She'ela because that's when it goes into his Rishus. Going into his Rishus, that's when he's labeled as someone, so maybe that's going with the tzad of he's not even a Shomer. He's not even a Shoel, so therefore, that's why he should go, when it goes into his Rishus, he doesn't become a Shoel in that regard, and that's why he should go by that moment. Says the Gemara back, no, you go by Chayev Onsen. You go by the time of the Onis. Why? Because maybe it's just a Petur Tashlumen. If it's a Petur Tashlumen, it should go by when you're Chayev, and the Torah comes along and is poter you because of the halacha of Baal of Ima. So maybe that's the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. Who made this famous? Who made this discussion? Which Achronim made this discussion famous of Baal of Ima? Are you a Shomer or not? So it's known in the Yeshivas as the Machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Nesivas. Reb Chaim obviously is after the Nesivis, 200 years after, but Reb Chaim quoted in the Berachah Shmuel, quotes Reb Chaim to answer up the kasha on the Rambam. Question on the Rambam is, the Rivadis is kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam that holds that Poshea is Kamazik, the Rambam writes, if somebody is watching Karka or Avadim, which we know are Mufka, based on Limudim, based on Sukkim, are Mufka from the Halachas of Shomrim. Says the Rambam, if somebody is Poshea by Karka and Nataltulin, so they are Chayiv.
But, says the Ravid, if that's true, what's the difference in that case? Why Posheya by Karka is going to be Chayiv, and you don't apply the Ptur of Karka Metaltzelin, while Baal of Imo, that Ptur does apply by a case of Posheya. That Ptur does apply, but what do you mean? If you say Posheya is Kamazik, so just like you need to be Chayiv for Karka and Metaltzelin, Karka and Avadim, you should be Chayiv even in the case of Baal of Imo. That's the Ravid's Kasha. Answers Reb Chaim. Quoted in the Berachah Shmuel, no, there's a big difference between the Ptur of Karka and Avadim and the Ptur of Baal Avimo. Vai Karka and Avadim, it's a Ptur. You're a Shomer with a Ptur. But once we say Poshei is Kamazik, you're Chayiv, Mita Mazik. You're a Mazikit. Masha'enkin by Baal Avimo, says Reb Chaim, Baal Avimo, there's a Hafkaz Shem Shomer. You're not even a Shomer anymore. And if you're not a Shomer, so then we say that you won't have, it's not just a Poshei is Kamazik. No, if you're not a shomer and you're posheya, posheya is lav kamazik, right? If I'm not a shomer and I'm negligent in your items, let's say I just go over to your field and I open the door of your field and your cow goes out and gets hurt. I'm not a shomer. I just did that. I maybe did an avera. Maybe I'm a terrible person. Maybe I did something wrong. But do I have to pay you for it? I wasn't mazik you. Posheya kamazik is a halacha within hilchos shomrim. Poshiya Kamazik. But if you're not a Shomer, then that halacha doesn't even get off the ground. That's the Reb Chaim, that Baal Avimo means that there's a Hafkaz Shem Shomer, he's not even a Shoel. Who argues with this? The Nesivus. The Nesivus says exactly the opposite of Reb Chaim. The Nesivus in Simon Reish Sadak Aleph Siflam Adalid, he says exactly the opposite. By Karka and Avadim, you're not even, he's not dealing with Poshiya Kamazik there. He says, you're not even a Shomer. By Karka and Avadim. While it comes to Baal Avimo, that is a Patur. Masha Enkin, but Baalim, Lomiyata Rachman Abedin Shomer, Rakmi did Tashlumin. Lufiza Nira, Dehua Din the Chayab Li Shava, Shvua Shomer, Shina Bershuso. Another Nafkamina. Does a Baal of Imo, Shoel, have to take the other Shvua Shomer? That it's not in my Rishus, that I wasn't Shalech Bo Yad, says the Nesivus, yes, he has to take those Shvuas, because he is a Shomer. Afshahai Baalim, Dibidim Shomer, Lo Imit. Exactly the opposite of Reb Chaim, in terms of Baal of Imo, versus the Ptur of Karka and Metalt, Karka and Avadim. So that is Reb Chaim and the Nesivus. The Dvar Yaakov suggested that is the Shakla Vitaria. That is the Shakla Vitaria of this Gemara. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, back in the middle of Ashi Amar, a different Makar. Why? How do I know that Baal of Imo should go by Shas She'ela and not by Shas Ones? So it's not a svara, but it's based on the pasuk. Ravashi Amar Kra, v'chi yishal ish me'imre'eyu. If you borrow something from your friend, v'lo re'eyu imo, and you don't borrow your friend, you borrow it from your friend, which is at the time that you're borrowing it, shalem yishalem, right? At that time, so then you have to pay normally, hare'eyu imo. But if your friend is with you, you're not borrowing from your friend, but a friend is with you at the time of the borrowing, pater. So you know it from those words. Says the Gemara, if you already know it from those words, Ihachi Balav Ein Imo, V'im Balav Imo Lamali, what do you need the next psukim for? The next pasuk explains it, but if you already know it from the diak of the first phrase, what do you need the second pasuk for? So, Ilav Hanach, Hava Amina, Hai De'orche De'krohu, no. If you wouldn't have the next psukim, you wouldn't make any diukim. The pasuk's just saying, if you borrow something from your friends, period. Don't make any diukim from your friend, not your friend. Actually, we wouldn't have had any of those diukim had we not known of the idea called Baal Avimo. That's why you have to have the next tosik as well. Okay. Boi Rami Barchama. We have a couple of questions coming up right now. Boi Rami Barchama. Let's just do the first one first. Sha'ala l'ravama. What if I borrow an animal, not to work it, but in order to do an aveir with it? Well, l'rava, to be roveya with the animal. Right? So, am I allowed? So, ma, what's the question? So Rashi and the Ritva both say the question is, are you a shoel in this case? A normal shoel borrows an animal to work with and to do something mutter with, but if it's to have relations with an animal, so that's an isser. So maybe that's not a normal case of she'ela, and the parsha of she'ela in the Torah is not written for that type of person. That's the question of the Gemara, are you a shoel? The Ritva also explains, like Rashi. He quotes Rashi and he says, I agree with Rashi. That's the question of the Gemara. Kalhani baya kamaisa ad shom and ashutfin linichiv onsin hu. Are you a shoel? And if you're a shoel, you be chayv in onsin. Because maybe the Dilma, but kalhani lo chayv rachman lo shoel ba onsin, vein dino al shomer sachar. Maybe you just tam like a shomer sachar. Unlike, then he says, delo kirambam.
unlike the Rambam. Why? Because if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, the Rambam says, quotes all these cases, and he quotes the other ones that we didn't get up to yet. The end of the Rambam says, Hari kol elu safek she'ela bebailim. According to the Rambam, all these questions are not about are you a Shoel? You are for sure a Shoel. The question is, do you have the patur of Baal of Imo in these cases? The question on the Rambam being, well, I mean, if you're a Shoel, why shouldn't you have the patur of Baal of Imo? So that's a difficulty in the Rambam. The Rambam does fit in that the last couple of questions here are explicitly about Baal of Imo. So it fits in that they're all about the same issue, so it might be textual versus conceptual, but that is the discussion, Machlokas, Rashi and the Ritva versus the Rambam, what exactly these questions are about. Okay, so again, let's go with Rashi and the Ritva. Are you a Shoel in this case? Ma. Kid Shaili Inshi be in on Alhakilo Shaili Inshi. Is a Shoel only based on how why normal people borrow, and here he didn't do that, like normal people. O Dilma timing Hamai Mishim Hana. Or do you say why is somebody a Shoel? Because they get Hana from the animal. Vahinami ha isle Hana, and here he's also trying to get a illicit type of Hana, but it still might be called pleasure, and therefore you are a Shoel. Question two. Shalali Rose Bamahu. What if you borrow the cow, not because you're gonna use it, but you just want people to see you with a cow? So they'll lend you things, they'll give you things on credit, they'll think you're a wealthy guy. So shalo le rosbo mahu. So mamona bina v'ha'ika, do we say you borrowed somebody's money, and here you also borrowed somebody's money, and it's good enough. Ol dilma, or mamona de isle hana'a minein ba'inan, v'leka. Shoel is when you borrow money and you get, in Rashi's words, hana'a from the item directly. Rashi says, shenena bebehema atzmo, you get a benefit from the animal. Not a side benefit of just having the animal around. You use the animal. And here you're not using the animal, and so therefore, maybe you will not be called a Shoel. The Ksos uses this Gemara to ask a kasha on the tshuva of the Ran. I think I had this down to mention a couple of days ago, but I didn't get to it, so I'll mention it now. The Ran has a tshuva where he talks about if somebody lends, mashal out a sefer, and something happens to that sefer. So is the Shoel chayv enonsin in that case? Is a Shoel chayv enonsin. So the Ran discusses that that's not called a Shoel because there's no kol hanah shelo, it's only rov hanah shelo. Why? Because the mashiel himself gets a mitzvah for giving his sefer out to lend. So therefore, it's not called kol hanah shelo. That's the first half that's the Ran. The Ksos discusses that Ran, and in the context of talking about the hanah that is gotten from the sefer by the Shoel, says the Ksos, 1 minute. How could he even get into the discussion of She'ela? This is the Ksos in Simen Ayin Bey Sifla Medala. Forget whether the Mashal Kalana or Mitzvah Hana. First of all, I don't think the Mashal should get any benefit here because we have the principle of Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Ninu. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, Nedarim, Mitzvos aren't given to get, aren't categorized as benefit. So therefore, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Ninu. So this shouldn't be called Hana. This shouldn't be called Hana in this case if you're just learning or giving his Sefer. We'll get back to that point in a minute. But also number two, the second issue is L'inyan Shoel Nireh. The other issue is that I don't think this is really called a Shoel, because a Shoel is where you get Hana Dafka from the animal itself. What do you see from our Gemara? Nena Bebehema Atzma. So here, are you getting benefit from the book? No, you're reading the book. You're learning the book. But that's not called benefit from the item itself. And therefore, the whole concept of She'ela should be thrown out. So let's talk about these 2 points of the Ksos. The first point, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Ninu. So therefore, we should say it doesn't apply to this case of learning. So the answer is, again, he's talking about a Sefer, so I'm assuming he's talking about a Sifrei Kodesh, but we could say the concept that we mentioned many times, and that is, maybe the principle of Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Ninu does not apply to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Nitan Lehenos. A big part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to get benefit. This is the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, where he talks about learning Torah Lishma does not mean I hate learning, but I'm learning for the sake of Hashem, I'm learning because Hashem told me to learn. No! It's an even higher level to enjoy what I'm learning, to love what I'm learning. That's when it goes into my blood. That's the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal. Also, the Rav Avraham Minahar in Nedarim Memches, the Mishnah Nedarim Memches says, if I a mudar hana'a from a city, I'm not allowed to use the svarim of that city. Ask the Rishonim, why not? Svarim? Mitzvos lav lehenos ninu. Why can't you use the svarim? You could use the shofar of the city. You could use other items of the city. Why can't you use the svarim? Answers of Rav Minahar, learning is different.
Learning is different. Learning is nitan lehenos. A key is to enjoy it. Pikud yasher mishar mesam chilev. In Yonad Yoma. I just realized in Yonad Yoma. That's why we're not allowed to learn tomorrow. Because we have to be sad on Tisha B'Av and we have to be sad and not learn other items on Tisha B'Av. We're allowed to learn, but we have to learn items that relate to the day. We can't just learn some other things because that's a Hesach Adas. That's a Hesach Adas from the day of Tisha B'Av of the Churban HaBayis, and also gives us Simcha, so we're not going to think about the Churban HaBayis. So that's why we're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn during Shiva. There might be differences between the two, not to get into that now, but either way, Talmud Torah might be Nitan Lehenos, and therefore that's against the first point of the Ksos. But what about the second point of the Ksos? The Ksos says, our Gemara is against that Ran, because you shouldn't even get into the discussion of She'ela, because you're not getting benefit directly from the Sefer. Just like here, you're not getting benefit directly from the cow. Answers the Ar Sameach. Beautiful. The Ar Sameach is in Hilchos She'ela, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid. Says the Ar Sameach, you can't compare the two cases. Why? When I borrow a cow, the cow is normally used to work the cow in the field. So all of a sudden, I'm going to use the cow so just that it's next to me, so people see me with it. That's a secondary usage of the cow, and that's the question of our Gemara. But Svarim, said the Ar Sameach, I'll read it, V'im kein b'sho elosa lirospa, kivin ta'af l'sha, chad elo avi kabaylam, de'in lo shum kinyin l'sha, ba, by a cow, rak l'midi she'in amigo v'achefet, but... Where is the line about a sefer? Ava b'mashal sefer lilmod. Halo kol shavya shall sefer mishum dekoy lilmod. O mishum hachi kon b'demesh b'shuka v'zeo b'gedr shavyo. O b'vade davi shoel v'chaya davi kamoshal paralachrosh. But the whole purpose of a sefer is to learn it. That is its purpose. That is considered getting benefit from it itself. Because that's what you buy it for. That's what its value, how its value is determined. Sefer, don't compare a cow whose secondary benefit is to have it stand by you versus a sefer where its primary benefit is to learn. So those are two points against each point of the Ksos. Okay, now we get back to the continuation of the Gemara. Next question the Gemara asks. Shalal asas bapachas mi pruta ma'u. What if I borrow it to do less than a pruta's worth of work? Mamona bi'inan vi'ika. Do I say, hey, it's mamonis, it is monetary. O dilma kapachas mi pruta lav klamu. What do I say? No, less than a pruta is not chashev at all, and therefore you would not be called a shoel. Shal shtei paros lasos man pruta. What if you borrow two cows from someone to altogether do a pruta's worth of work? Ma'u. Mi amrinan zil basar shalu mashil vi'ika. Do I say, look at the gavers, the people involved, and altogether their transaction had a prutas content? O dilma zil basar paros. What do I say? No, go by the cows. V'kolchad v'chada like a mamona. And each cow, you focus on the chefsa, each cow does not have the pruta, and therefore you wouldn't be a shoel. Next. Sha'al mishutfin. So now we turn. These next questions are obviously about she'ela b'bailam. She'ela b'bailam. The first ones are about, are you a shoel at all, according to Rashi and the Ritva? But the next questions are like the Rambam said, all the questions are about suffix, about Sheila B'Bailam. Sha'al mishutfin v'nishal alechem mehem. Let's say I borrow something from Shutfin, and one of them is working for me. One of them I have a Balavima relationship with. Mahu. Kulo Balavina v'haleka. Do I need, does the Ptur of Sheila B'Bailam only kick in where the entire Bailim is working for me, and that you don't have here? O dilma mehu palga didei mi amiftar. Or it's good enough, at least that half is I'm pater to him, because he has Sheila B'Bailam. Opposite. Shutfin sheshalu v'nishal echad mihem. Two people borrow, and the mashiel is meshubit to one of them. Mahu. Kulo shoel b'inan v'leka. Do I need the shoel the entire shoel to have a balavima relationship, and that does not exist here? O dilma b'yehi palga d'shayli mi'as miftar. Or it's good enough to have at least the shoel that had the Sheila B'Bailam can be pater. Tosfos asks, why, Tosfos Dibur Maskel V'Nishal, Tema, why is this different than the case in Meruba, where we have a case where Reuven stole an animal from two people, and he shechted the animal, so he's chayav dal v'hei, and he goes over to one of the two people and is modeh. And we know modeh b'knas is pater. If you're modeh before Edim or Mechayev you, then you are pater. So the question is, does the, and the Gemara there says, it works. Chamisha bakar, afilu chamisha chatzoy bakar. So he's at least pater for half of the animals. So you pater for the knas halfway. So here too, they ask Tosfos, what's the difference? So you should say here he's pater at least on half. So answers Tosfos, an important line. And this is the Tosfos we referred to yesterday and the day before already. Knows the difference. Over there, by the case of the knas, it's a svara that he should have to pay what he stole.
He should have to pay what he stole. And therefore, we're not going to say, we're going to say that he has to pay half, and the other half, he was modon. Chamisha bakar, afilu chamisha chatzoi bakar. Whatever we can be mechayev, we're going to be mechayev him. But here, she'ela b'dvailum, the p'tur, it's a total gzeiras hakasev. Ein svara liftar. V'havi k'chiddush v'ein l'chabo l'chiddusho. It's a chiddush, so we're only going to apply the p'tur where we know it for sure. So if we don't know about it, we're still going to ask, maybe it shouldn't apply, and the shoal should be chayev. Good. One issue, halacha lemaisa, about this. I think we mentioned this a few days ago, but I'll mention it again. What's the psak? What's the psak in all these cases? So the Rambam paskins in she'ela beis ches, suffik she'ela babaylim, the halacha is, lefichach imesa ena mishalim. Right? He does not pay. Because it's a suffik. So we say, hamos mechal of araya, the muksa keeps his money, the shawl keeps his money. So suffik she'ela babaylim, he's pater. If the mash'il is tofes, if tafsa babaylim, in mutsiyim miyadam. That's what Lachlaram says elsewhere also. If he's toe-faced, if he grabs the money, then we don't take it out from him, because we're not motzi from him. So, hamotzi b'chever lav araya. But then the Rambam adds the controversial line. Pasha b'ha shomer harezeh mishalem. If there's pshia, then the shomer pays. Again, suffik baal of imo, the Rambam says pater. But if he was posheya, so then he is chayef. Even though we know if it was vadai baal of imo, pshia would be pater. But this is suffik baal of imo, pshia is chayev. So the question is, why is that? Says the Magen Mishnah right here, beis ches in hilcha she'ela. Says the Magen Mishnah, ubedin zeh hadaver suffik imu v'vailam olo, daitozal, shaposheh hu kamazik. Right, remember what we wrote in Hilchas Schirus, says the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam holds Poshea is a mazik. V'kivan shu kemazik, v'ein sham raya brura lepatro, chayiv l'shalem. Says the Magen Mishnah, because I know he's a mazik, and this is how the Rebbe Chanan explains this Magen Mishnah, since I know there's a chi, he's a mazik. So now the question is it Baal Avimo, and he's not a mazik, and he's not a shomer anymore or not? So it's a suffik p'tur, it's a cheskas chiyiv now. Now that we know he did it, we know he was posheas, he's a vadai chayiv. Now the question is, are we going to uproot that to say pater because of a suffik Baal Avimo, so we don't go that far? That's a crucial Rambam, beis ches, with the svara of the Magid Mishnah. Suffik Baal Avimo is still chayiv in pshia. That is the Rambam. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, second wide line. Sha'al, that we're up to? Yeah. Sha'al meha isha v'nisha baila. What if somebody borrows something from a wife, and the husband works for the shoel? So is that baal avimo? Or isha shishala v'nisha labaila. A woman borrowed something, and the husband is v'nisha labaal. And the person is working for the baal at the time. Mahu. So how do we look at the relationship? And we're talking about, obviously, nichsei melug, items that the woman brings into the marriage, but the husband has a kinyan peiros, and he's allowed to eat from the peiros. And if you have a cow, peiros means working it. So kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf damiolo, this has to do with the issue whether we say kinyan peiros is a kinyan aguf. The baal was a kinyan peiros, is that treated like a kinyan aguf, so he would be considered the entire bailim or not? Period. So those are all the questions. So now we have Amalei Rabbeinu Ravashi. Another fascinating question. Ha'omer l'shlucho, say, I think the last time we discussed this question was at the end of Maseches Nedarim, when we discussed a little shlichus there. Amalei Rabbeinu Ravashi. Ha'omer l'shlucho, say, v'hi sho'el li'im parasi. A man tells a shliach, go, v'hi sho'el li'im parasi. Go be lent out, I'm lending out my cow. But you know what? Be a shoel to that guy also. Does baal of imo work through a shliach? A shliach of the bailim, does that create baal of imo? Mahu. Bailav mamish biina veleka odilma shlucha shaladim kamoso veika. Does bailav ima work through shlichus? Could that work? So this is much talked about by all the achronim who discuss the mahus of what shlichus is about. I don't have all the svarim here, but it's the first piece in the Lekach Tov. The Shar Yosher of Shimon discusses this in Shar Zion and elsewhere. How does shlichus work? How extreme is the institution of shlichus? Does shlichus mean that you are doing something for me and I get the credit for it? That's A. Or shluchajam kamoso, kamoso mamish. You are me. You are a stand-in of me, and there's different makaras that point in different directions. So again, that might gufa be the issue here. Everybody agrees to shluchajam kamoso, lechora. We're going to have a line in a couple lines, maybe not, but pashtus, every shita out there holds up the principle of shluchajam kamoso. It comes up in various places in the Torah. Everybody agrees to the principle. The question is, how do you understand that principle? So do you understand it shlucho mamish, and then bailav wouldn't be enough?
or not. Answers the Gemara, one second. Baal, 2 questions ago, the question about the husband and the wife issues, plukta Rabbi Yochanan Bar Ish Lakish. That's really my focus about Rabbi Yochanan Bar Ish Lakish, which we'll quote in a minute. Shliach, this issue of a shliach and Baal Avimo, plukta Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yoshia. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. And now we explain each one. Baal, what? Yeah, it's going back on the previous questions, and I want to explain. We're going to link in Machlokas Amoraim to each of these, or Tanon. Says the Gemara, Baal plukta Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Baal, the questions about the husband and the wife, about Baal of Imo, that's a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. De Itmar, Hamochar Sadeu Lechaveir LePeiros, if I sell a field to my friend for Kinyan Peiros, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe Vekore, we know there is a mitzvah called Bikurim, to bring the first fruits. Not only to bring them, but there is a mikra. There are psukim to say when I bring bikurim. Right? We know this from the Seder. From the Seder, we read the Parsha Bikurim from Parsha Kisavo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if I only have a Kinyan Peiros in items, I could bring the fruit, and I also could read the Parsha where I say Asher Nasata Li, the land that you gave me. I'm allowed to say that because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. Reish Lakish Amar maybe Vein Akari. Reish Lakish says no, you could bring it, but you can't be Kari because it's not really yours. Rabbi Yochanan Amar maybe Vekari Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf Dami. Reish Lakish Amar maybe Vein Akari Kinyan Peiros Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami. So that issue that we mentioned before is really a machlokas. Ah, he says the Ritva. Didn't Rami Bar Chama know this? Rami Bar Chama, we asked the questions before. Didn't he know that it's a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish? So said the Ritva, beautiful. Rami Bar Chama, of course, knew the machlokas. It's a machlokas Ravasa. Pluk Ravachas Ibakula Talmuda. But he felt that maybe the issue of Shelah B'Bailim wouldn't be dependent on that in either direction. Even if you say, generally, Kinyan Peiros is to Kinyan Aguf, maybe it's still not enough for Bailim Mamish. And even if you say, Lavka Kinyan Aguf, maybe it's enough here for Kinyan Aguf because you usually borrow things just for the fruit, to have the fruit. So therefore, in either direction, Rami Bar Chama felt it wouldn't be totally on that specifically, comes along the Gemara and says, no, maybe it is totally on that. So it's a machlokas of the Gemara, whether it's totally on the general machlokas or not. That is A. It's also an important machlokas in between Rashi and Tosfos about the line of maybe Vein Okari. Reish Lakish says, if you only have Kinyan Peiros, so you're maybe, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Parsha. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Rashbam. Rashbam and Baba Basra. Kuf Lamed Vavam Abes. Says the Rashbam, this is a Din Da'oraisa. You still have to bring the Bikurim Da'oraisa because it's called Anmascha. But you don't, you're not Mokore the Parsha. Why? Because it's not Minho Adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem. As Tosfos there, Mimonavshach. If it's Anmascha, it's Anasher Nasata Li Hashem. You can't split. So Tosfos says it's a Din Da'Rabanan of maybe Veino Kore. But you have to figure out that Rashbam. The Rashbam there says, maybe Vein Okari is a Din D'Oraisa. It's called Anmascha, but it's not Asher Nasata Li Hashem. So Anmascha might mean, L'maisa, could you use it? Asher Nasata Li Hashem means Kinyan Aguf. Is it actually yours legally? So again, that's an important machlokas. Rashbam and Tosfos, is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Shliach. What about the issue of Shliach, whether Baal Avimo works for Shliach? Plug to the Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Di Tanya, as the Braisa says, this is what we discussed in the Dora Mayan base. Ha'omer l'aputrapis. If somebody says to an aputrapis, a man is taking a trip, and he wants to make sure his wife does not run into trouble with her nedarim. So he says to an aputrapis, call nedarim shetei ishtino deres, mikan vashavu makam ploni, any vows that my wife takes until I get back, hafer la, be mefer. Be mefer, say they're no good. Be my shliach. The hefer law. Yachol yumufarin. You might think it works. Hamalomer yishay kimenu yishay yifirendo diver Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says there is no shlichus by afaras nedarim. Rabbi Yonan asana omer no matzina b'chalatar makom shlichus shalom kamoso. Right, you see shalom kamoso should work. So the Torah compares Baal Avimo to hafaras nedarim by both of them. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Tosfos wonders, the bottom Tosfos wondered, how do we compare She'elah B'Bailam to Nedarim? Are they really comparable? Maybe they'll be different. The Gemara says, no, even though you have the principle of Shulchan Kamoso, in both of these contexts, you have an emphasis in the Torah. It says twice, by Nedarim, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifirenu, which is Mashma, the Baal himself, and also by Baal Avimo, it has and in a Lashon, Trey Zimni, it says Baal Avimo, it says it twice, therefore you might have thought it's emphasizing. Or, Tosva says, Lashon Baila Ve'ishus Mashmalei Hudavka V'lo Shlicho. Just the word itself, even without the double Lashon. But Tosva says that these two unique contexts of Baal Avimo and Afar Sadarim have a discussion whether Shlicho Shalom Kamosa or not.
even though elsewhere, of course, we would say shlucho shlan kamosa. Okay, period. What's the psak? What's the psak? So the Numuka Yosef here says we go l'chumra, meaning by bala by hafaras adarim, we have to be machmer sabi gedarai sal l'chumra and say that the vows are not mufar. Here we paskin by shoel, we would paskin safek, so the muksa keeps his money. Amotze bechaver olav arai. Weiter. Amli revilish the rava ha'omer la'avdot sevi shalom parasima. What if a person tells his eved, go do it for me? Be nishal with me, not his shliach, but just an eved. So tibay lamandam er shilchosholam kamosa, tibay lamandam er shilchosholam eno kamosa. So it's a question according to either shita. So I don't think this literally means eno kamosa. I'm not sure if this lashon appears anywhere else in Shas. Shilchosholam eno kamosa. So what it might mean is just in this context we would say eno kamosa. Even if you want to say eno kamosa, here maybe an eved could work. L'chora, that's what it means. Tibay lamandam er shilchosholam kamosa. According to the mandam er shilchosholam kamosa, hani mi lishliach tibar mitzvah hu. That might mean by a general shliach who is in the parsha of mitzvahs. Aval eved delav bar mitzvah hu lo. But an eved is lav bar mitzvah. What does lav bar mitzvah here mean? Rashi says he has no money for himself. It all goes to the owner, so he can't be a shol or a mashil. So he's mufka from the parsha. The Ritva discusses this. There are cases that an eved can have some money if the owner gives it to him. Amanasi doesn't ever shush in it. But either way, that is Shitas Rashi. That bar mitzvah and la bar mitzvah doesn't literally mean mitzvos, but it means having money and being able to be a shoel and a mashiel. O Dilma, so do I say that an eved is worse? O Dilma, or the opposite? I feel a mandam ein shol shalom kamoso. Even if you say generally shliach would not work in this context, hanimi the shliach, that's only a shliach who is a separate person. Aval eved, yad eved gar avodamia. Maybe an eved is better because an eved is just an extension of his master, and therefore he'd be able to do it. And my answer is misvara. Misvara is logical to say that it would work here. In this context, an eved is better than anybody else. Good. Says the Gemara, Ba Yoram Rachama, Baal Benichse Ishto. General question. A husband in the nechasim of his wife, whether the woman brings items into the marriage, what am I considered? Shoel Have? O Socher Have? We're talking about Nichse Milug, items that the woman keeps the principal, and the husband is able to use to take the fruit off. Next thing, malug maliga means to pluck, like you pluck out feathers. So she plucks off the peiros from the keren that belongs to the wife. So is he a show? Rami Rachama asks, is he considered a shoel or a socher? We're going to have three different pshatim. What exactly is the Rami Rachama's real question? So at this point, we think Rashi says on top, kasalka daitach lihischayiv ba'onzi behemus. Next thing, malug shalom. Pashtus, is he a shoel? So he's chayiv enonzin, or is he a socher? So he's not chayiv enonzin. Why would he be a socher? Where is he paying anything? So Rashi quotes, not this Rashi, but if you look about the 15th line in the skinny, 15th skinny line in Rashi, Rashi says the schiris is that he, the kind of drabanan, that he has to redeem her if she is captured. So that's the potential, that's the commitment that he gives, that's the schiris that he gives, and that's why he might be considered a shomer sacher. So shol havi or sacher havi. So amar rava lufum churfa shabeshta, because Rami Rachama is so smart, he didn't really focus on the question and he made a mistake. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference. Manashach, Ishoel Have Sheila Babaylam He, Isochar Have Schibus Babaylam He. Either way, the husband, whatever he is, you want to say he's a Shoel, but the woman is Meshubit to him also. So the Mashal here is Meshubit. So there's a Ptura of Sheila Babaylam, it's a Ptura Balavimo. So that can't be the question. What difference should it make? Right? There's always a Shibud here. There's always a Shibud here. How exactly is there a Shibud? What's the Shibud? So Rashi quotes here. Second Rashi, she'el b'baylam hi, shehi imo tadir, she's always with him, b'malachto, working with him, v'hi nish'elas lo tchila mishanasa, at the time of the marriage, that's considered she'ela. The Ran emphasizes as well, the Chedushi Aran here, says that, isn't there sometimes, ask the Ran, that she's sleeping, let's say she yarshin something when she's sleeping, or she's not doing work, says the Ran, no. It says, De'isha la olam hi b'malachas b'aylam. She is always considered b'malachas of her husband. De'kivan she'ina p'tur mi l'shamsho. She's not pater, she's just not involved at a moment. Afal pi she'ina asuka b'malachto mamish she'ila b'aylam karina be. It's always she'ila b'aylam. Rav Moshe does not quote this, but I think it relates to a great tshuva of Rav Moshe, which if you've never heard it before, I urge you to look it up. Rav Moshe is an Arachayim Chelek Dalid Simin Kuf Aleph Os Beis. Oh, space. Rav Moshe discusses a question of the Achronim, and that is a woman on Shabbos morning. A woman on Shabbos morning, let's see, she's going to nibble something. She wants to take it, she's going to go to shul later. So the question is, can a woman eat something? Let's say a woman wants to have a cup of coffee Shabbos morning. So the question is, what's the Shaila? A man is allowed to have a cup of coffee Shabbos morning. Why? Because the chiyuv of Kiddush only kicks in after Shacharis. That's the halacha.
When you wake up in the morning, there's no chiyuv of kiddush. You're allowed to have water in the morning. Right after daven shacharis, you can't even have water. Not allowed to even have water after shacharis. Period. You're not allowed to even have the chiyuv of kiddush kicked in. That's why I mentioned to bar mitzvah boys. Sometimes you see bar mitzvah boys in shul. You know, they have, there's a water bottle under the bima. They're giving him water. They're worried about him. It's mamish. They didn't make kiddush. It's on the day of his bar mitzvah, and you're being mechanichim. You're being machilim. Something that he's not allowed to have. The chiyuv of kiddush kicked in after shacharis. He's not allowed to drink anything. I want to say, okay, maybe he'll make kiddush in a private room after chazaras hashatz before. It's still marasayin. I'm never, unless there's a major problem, maybe they announce it. Maybe I would even announce it. So there's no marasayin issue that there was kiddush made. And remember, if you make kiddush, you have to have suda. You have to have mizonos, because you have to have kiddush malkam suda. Many issues with a bar mitzvah boy having some water. You know, it's one part. So we have to do our best. We have to do our best. You should try to drink in the morning. But but getting back to this, the issue is, what about a woman? A woman in the morning. So let's say she's going to go to shul and meet her husband there. So, let's say she's not going to daven shacharis. If she's not going to daven shacharis, maybe the chiyuv of kiddush kicks in right away. That's a big shaila in the poskim. Even if she is going to daven, maybe she's only going to daven musaf, maybe she's going to daven later. So Rav Moshe has a big chiddush here, where other achronim don't know where he got it from. Says Rav Moshe, you know what? A woman does not have to make kiddush. There's no chiyuv of kiddush yet. Says Rav Moshe, if the woman's husband does not have a chiyuv of kiddush yet, then the woman doesn't have a chiyuv of kiddush yet. Why? Rav Moshe says, I'll read you his lashon. Vanias daiti beishto ena tzricha lekadish tahari he mishubedes labayla leechol dafke imo. A woman is mishubed to eat with her husband. Vekiven shabayla asur leechol kodem tefila. And since the husband cannot eat before davening, v'yefshelo leechol asur kodem tefila, and he can't eat, ein zesman achila gamlo. It's not the time for her to eat. Shalachin lochal chovas kiddush gamaleha umutars leechol below kiddush. Boom. Right. There's a shibud of the woman to eat with a husband. So therefore, she does not have a chiyuv of kiddush yet. Right, so this does not apply to single girls, and it doesn't apply if the husband daven hashgama, and he's learning for 2 hours now, because then the his chiyuv of kiddush kicked in also. But anyway, that has to do with the issue of shibud of the woman to the husband. Anyway, back to our question. So, Rabbi Brachama asked, is the husband considered a shoal or a socher? Says, Rabbi, what difference does it make? There's a p'tur of Sheila Bavailim. So, Ella, try number 2, what's his question? Ki kami bayli, the Rabbi Brachama, the following. Da'agamina para v'hadr nasva. Now, what happens if the woman, the agamina para, first, there was the Sheila happened, and then afterwards, there was the marriage. They got married afterwards. Rashi says, "V'hadar nasva v'zachahu af b'parah l'hishtamish b'kol yimei asfiris." Right. So there was a she'ela that happened before the marriage, and then the marriage took place. So do I say shoal havi or socher havi? What's the difference? Shoal havi va'asya she'ela b'baylim mafka asfiris shelo b'baylim. Do I say that there was she'ela before the husband is considered a shoal, and right when he is a shoal, so the she'ela b'baylim overtakes the marriage? The Ritva says the marriage changes the situation. The marriage, which is a shelo b'bayilim, overtakes the prior schiris shelo b'bayilim. Al dama socher havi, or do I say no? There's a socher v'schiris k'dekayma kayma. He's still a socher afterwards, so the schiris that was is still a schiris. So again, says the Gemara, what difference does it make? We've said the past few days. Umayshda di ishoal havi to asi shelo b'bayilim afkas schiris shelo b'bayilim isocher nami havi teis schiris b'bayilim tepek schiris shelo b'bayilim. Even schiris, even shomer sachar has the patur of shelo b'bayilim of schiris b'bayilim. So we're back to the question: what's from Rechamis Kasha? Doesn't make a difference. Ella, try number 3, Kikami Baile, Lorim Rechama, thus follows. This was his question. Kigon da'agra ihi parame alma. Really, she borrowed a cow from someone else, not from the husband. She has a cow that she rented from somebody. V'hadar nasva, and then she got married. So she was socher the animal from someone else, and now her husband is socher or shoalit from her after marriage. And we have to remember a machlokas we had back in a mafkid. Remember the mafkid, daf lamed hey, we had a machlokas. The Tanakama there said that if Shimon rents something from Ruvain and then lends it she'ela to Levi, and then an ones occurs. The Tanakama says that Shimon could swear that an ones occurred. The Shimon is pater from to Ruvain, and then Levi is chayef to Shimon because it was she'ela. Says Rabbi Yossi, oh come on, the socher is going to win out and the owner is going to lose? No, it goes back to the original owner. So says the Gemara, related to that machlokas, because here too is going to be 2 steps, the woman from the acher, and then the husband from the woman. According to the one, the Tanakama there, who says that a shoel pays the socher, and a socher just says putter to the bailim, that's not what he's bothered by. Because this would be a sheel of a bailim, because now the dintor is between the shoel and the socher, and here too, between the husband husband and the wife. So it's Sheila Babaylam. But what about according to Rabbi Yossi there, who says, Damar Tachzer Parla Bailam Arishonim, who says that Levi could go straight to, has to go straight to Ruvain. So my, what about here? The husband is going to go straight to the Acher? Shol Havi Osocher Havi. So now it makes a difference if it's a Shol or a Socher. Amar Rava, Rava answers, neither. Baalo Shol Havi, Velo Socher Havi, Elo Lokeach Havi. A Dinder Abanan, that a Baal is considered a buyer. Midirayosi Bechanina, from what Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, which we had one of the Takanas Usha, Dama Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, Be'usha is kinu ha'isha, the in'usha, many Takanas they had, Ksubas Daf Nun, talks all about the Takanas of Usha, right? Another one, Hamavaz Mez, Ayvav Mez Yosef Mechalomesh, correct? Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina says, Be'usha is kinu ha'isha shemach Rabbi Nechzei Malug, b'chai b'ayla, if the woman sells her Nechzei Malug while her husband's alive, a mason, and the woman dies, ha'baal mosim yad alakuchos, the baal is allowed to take it from who she sold it to, because he's the first lokeach. He was the first lokeach, and she never had a right to sell it. So that's the Takanas Usha. The husband is not a socher or a shoel, but he is a lokeach. Tosfos here says, in Dibur Maskil Baal, the first one, that he's a lokeach, but he's still at least a shomer chinam. He's chayav for pshia. He's at least chayav for pshia. The gra here on that Tosfos notes that the Rambam argues. The Rambam says, no, he's pater from pshia. He's a buyer. It's his. He's pater from pshia. Next, Bo Yoram Bachama. Amazing question. Fascinating question. Baal b'nechse ishto mimal. A husband, b'nechzei ishto, who violates me'ila. Let's say the woman, without knowing, yarshins, property that belonged to Hektish. And then the husband gets it, b'nechzei malug. So who is Moel? Amarava, ma'limo, what are the choices? Limo, ba'al, do we say the husband is Moel? Rashi explains, because the woman never had it. It went straight from the morish to the husband. No, we can't say the husband is morish, is Moel. He doesn't violate me'ila because he never wanted it if it was be'isser. Timol ihi, if she, do we say she, that tiranami lo lichne, again, you can't force somebody to be yoresh and isser. Nimalu bezdin, do we say bezdin violates? We'll get to the Rashi in a second. Ki avdur abanat akanta varmi balokeach ave lahatera, lisur lo avdur abanat akanta. Can't be Bezdin, because when Bezdin made the takana that the husband should get it and take it out of the rishus of where it is, which here is hektish, they only did the lahatera, not lisura. So, who violates? Elam Arava Baal Ma'al Kishayotzi. Now the Baal violates when he uses it. When he uses it. Right. When it's automatic, it doesn't violate yet. But when he uses it, he violates. Mididahavi Amoti Mos Hektish Techulin. Just like anybody. Once you take money of Hektish outside Techulin, you're violate. Even though it was Suffolk. There's a very crucial Rashi here. It's an underline asterisk Rashi. Nimalu Bezdin. We discussed this in a Ian Shear. I discussed this a couple of years ago in an Ian Shear about Bati Dinim. I don't have a Mishnah Siavis here in camp, but the Mishnah Siavis has a whole article about this Rashi. He argues with the Rambam. But look at this Rashi. Nimalu Bezdin. What's the possibility of Bezdin being Moel? Which Bezdin? What Bezdin? Nimalu Bezdin shall Yisrael Shaba Osodar. Sheba osodar, shekol takanos mishpat tluya bahen, vayidea noagos mishpat tluya bahen, vayidea, I'm sorry, noagos chukos hamesukanim litzibur, me'oz, vavi kimisha tiknu lo heim kinyin zeh, v'nimsu heim hamaknin l'nechse hektish, votziyam l'chulin. Unbelievable. Says Rashi, how are we supposed to understand all takanas and gzeros of our history in halacha? You know how we're supposed to understand it? Every bezdin of every generation, it's as if they reinstate any law that the Sanhedrin made 1,000 years ago. That's how we view Bati Dinim Bizman Hazeh. But every law that we have in our history is reinstated by every Bezdin. That is Shita's Rashi, and that's why there's a Havamina that the Bezdin of this generation would violate, because they made this Takana. Unbelievable. The Rambam doesn't seem to say this. Where does Lo Sasser? Lo Sasser is not arguing on this Bezdin, but is arguing on the previous Bezdin. This is a very large discussion. Again, the Mishnah Yavetz and Choshen Mishpat, one of the Simanim, has a discussion of this Rashi. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about it at some other point. We've got to remember this Rashi, but Mitzia, Telegvam Mabez, tucked away in the Sugya of Baalav Imo. Good. Let's continue a little more. What happens if the animal, let's say a Shoel, let's see, show. You know what? We'll stop here, because this is getting on to the next sugya. We'll stop with Iboilu, and we'll start with the next daf. I'm going to try to get the next daf up in a couple of hours. If I have time to prepare it and get it up. Friday's daf, I will try to get up, sometime before Tisha B'Av, so at least you'll have it, because I don't think there's going to be any time on Motzai, Tisha B'Av, or Friday, but that's, I'll try to get it up then. Okay, but we'll stop here, and, we'll continue.